We know, you and I, that our days on this earth are numbered. We know that one day we're going to breathe our last breath. We know that one day our heart will stop beating, and that'll be it for our time on the earth. We know that, but mostly we behave as though we're going to live forever. Somehow we put the idea that we're going to die out of our mind, and we live mostly for today. The things of today, tomorrow, and perhaps next week are what occupy our minds. As a former soldier, I like the expression down in the weeds. It's this sense that you can't see the big picture because, well, you're down in the weeds. Having navigated through many a swamp in my days in the military, it's something I really relate to. Because when you're down there, you can't easily stick your head up and look around. So, the cares and the pressures of the world take over. And it feels as though all that matters is what's going on right now. The problems, the hurts, the conflicts, the joys, the pleasures that we have going on right now. But I believe God wants us to stick our heads up and get a sense of the big picture. Because when you take a look at the big picture of your life, it puts today into context. Maybe the things that we have going on right now aren't all there is. Maybe they're a lot smaller, a lot less significant in the bigger scheme of things. Psalm 90, verses 9 and 10. The days of our lives are 70 years, or perhaps 80, if we're strong. Even then, their span is only toil and trouble. They are soon gone, and we fly away. That's the truth of the matter. That's what's going to happen. So what God wants you to do today is to stand back and look at the things that are happening in your life today in context. Psalm 90, verse 12, so teach us to count our days that we may gain a wise heart. What's God trying to say there? Quite simply this, count your days. They're limited. If I live to the average age for a male, which is 82, I have just 25 birthdays left. That's around 9,125 days, under 10,000 days. In one way, that's not all that many, but from another perspective, it's rather a lot. What am I going to do with the days that I have left? What are you going to do with the days that you have left? Will they count? Will the lives of the people around you be better for having known you? You start asking those sorts of questions, and you're lifting your head out of the weeds. You start asking those sorts of questions, and you'll develop some serious wisdom of the heart. That's God's word, fresh for you today.